ED attaches Anil Ambani's prime properties in RES 3084 Craw Money Laundering Probe. Mapping the vast portfolio of attached assets, prime properties in Delhi and Mumbai, frozen by ED, national reach, attached assets, span Chennai, Hyderabad, and Pune Unmesh, Gujarati Sprouts News Exclusive, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, has attached assets worth R3,084 crore from the Anil Ambani-led Reliance ADA Group. The action is part of a money laundering probe into alleged fund diversion from Yes Bank via companies like Reliance Home Finance, with properties across India now frozen. ED attaches Anil Ambani's prime properties in RES 3084, Craw Money Laundering Probe Sprouts News Special Investigation Team. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has seized assets worth Rs 3,084 crore from the Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group, ADAG. This major action is part of a sweeping money laundering investigation. The probe focuses on alleged public fund diversion through group companies. Prime properties, including Anil Ambani's Mumbai home, are now frozen. The orders were issued under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This marks a significant escalation in the legal troubles for the industrialist. The attached assets span office spaces and land parcels nationwide, mapping the vast portfolio of attached assets. The attached portfolio includes high-value real estate across major Indian cities. Valuable properties in Delhi, Mumbai, and Chennai are now frozen. A large plot at Reliance Center in New Delhi is also included. The total value officially stands at a staggering Rs 3,084 crore. Properties in Noida, Ghaziabad, and Pune are part of the attachment. The list also includes assets in Hyderabad and East Godavari. The ED's provisional orders were formally issued on 31st October 2025. This prevents the sale or transfer of these assets for 180 days. The Yes Bank fund trail and SEBI rule violations, the money laundering case centers on Reliance Home Finance Ltd, RHFL. It also involves sister concern, Reliance Commercial Finance Ltd, RCFL. Yes Bank invested Rs 2,065 crore in RHFL between 2017 and 2019. It also invested Rs 2,045 crore in RCFL during the same period. These investments tragically turned non-performing by December 2019. This left outstanding dues of nearly Rs 3,138 crore for Yes Bank. Investigators allege a complex route bypassed SEBI conflict rules. Reliance Nippon Mutual Fund could not invest directly in ADAG firms. Public money from the mutual fund was allegedly routed via Yes Bank. The bank then funded RHFL and RCFL, ED findings suggest. These firms then loaned money to other Reliance ADA group entities. This created a circular and concealed flow of capital, uncovering a massive financial diversion scheme. The CBI's initial FIR laid the groundwork for this PMLA probe. The ED's investigation has now widened to include more companies. Reliance Infrastructure and Reliance Communications, ARCOM, are under scrutiny. The probe has unearthed a suspected diversion of over Rs 13,600 crore. ED claims Rs 12,600 crore was routed to connected parties. A further Rs 1,800 crore was invested and later liquidated. The agency found large-scale misuse of bill discounting mechanisms. This created a circular flow of funds within the group network. This was allegedly part of an evergreening effort. Fresh borrowings were used to service old debt, officials say. The goal was to conceal the true financial stress of companies. This practice misled investors and regulatory authorities. Nationwide raids and Anil Ambani's questioning. The ED conducted extensive searches on 24th of July this year. Raids targeted 35 premises linked to 50 companies and 25 individuals. Senior executives of Reliance Home Finance were among those raided. This evidence collection drive was crucial for the case. In August, Anil Ambani was personally questioned by the agency. Officials grilled him on fund flows and inter-corporate loans. His statements are being evaluated against seized financial records. The overall scale of irregularities is pegged at over Rs 17,000 crore. Cobra Post allegations and Reliance Group's defense adding to the woes, a Cobra Post report alleged a larger fraud. It claimed a massive banking fraud totaling ₹28,874 crore since 2006. Funds from loans and bonds were allegedly siphoned off. A complex network of shell entities was used for layering. The Reliance Group issued a strong statement in response. It dismissed the Cobra Post report as malicious and baseless. The group alleged a motivated campaign by corporate rivals. It maintained all transactions were transparent and legal. The path ahead for asset confiscation and legal battle. The attached assets remain frozen for the next 180 days. The ED will now move the PMLA adjudicating authority. It will seek a final confirmation for this provisional attachment. The assets could then face permanent confiscation proceedings. This case represents a major challenge for the Reliance ADA Group. Its telecom venture, Arcom, previously went bankrupt in 2019. Several other group companies face insolvency proceedings. The ED's actions signal intense, ongoing regulatory scrutiny. The outcome will depend on the agency's ability to prove its case. It must conclusively link the assets to proceeds of crime. The group is expected to mount a vigorous legal defense. Sprouts News will continue to monitor this developing financial story.